Welcome to Waypoint, a podcast for Jellicle Cats. I'm Jules, I'm your game master. My second name is Grumblestick the Gamer Cat, and my third name is Secret.
Wow, now I have to decide on a name? Jules, you can't just spring that on us.
Hello, my name is Sanya. My second name is Charlotte. And my pronouns are Secret.
Hi, I'm Viola. My second name is Moon. I mean, Moon has a name that is not Secret, but like Moon is their human name.
Yeah. I would say Brainwave is the secret name of Moon because no one knows it.
Yeah, Brainwave is the secret name because we rarely ever use it.
Yeah.
And I use she, her pronouns, which is not a secret.
I'm Mimi, and currently I am on a movie-length journey to find out whether I'm a Jellicle or not.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have a secret name yet, but my journey is much like that of my character Max, who is still trying to figure out who he is at this point.
Perfect. I was bringing something on you, but I know that Jellicles can and Jellicles do and Jellicles can, so I had full confidence in your ability.
I mean, we did, and we could. I mean, the amount of how good the didding and how good the doing was changed a bit.
Yeah, it worked. That's all it's about. This is actually surprisingly not a podcast about Cats 2019, the adaptation of the Android Webber musical. This is actually a podcast about superheroes.
There is a cat meowing in front of my door.
Fuck, it is about cats.
It is! She heard us!
A cat just walked into my room right before we started.
I do have cat's dice. Everything is coming together.
Oh no. So, does anyone remember what happened last time? Because while, for you, a lot of time has passed since the last episode that's catered to this arc, actually, for us, even more time has passed.
Yes.
It's hard to record in December. What can I tell you guys?
Well, we decided to do a quick... it was actually a lot of work. It is still a lot of work. A community event to sort of raise up Riverside a bit. To do that, we had meetings with Hank Ehring, who is the representative for Riverside on the city council, and with Edwin Reed, who is a very enthusiastic real estate person.
Typical millennial.
Yep. And we managed to get promises from both of them to help us with the community event, which now consists of cleaning up the streets a bit and installing a community center where we hope to help people out of their problems. And, you know, lots of food to get people motivated.
Yes.
And also there was a tiny bit of tension between Max
animosity,
and Moon.
One might even say.
No, just tension, unresolved tension. Mm-hmm. I induced a painful flashback. You know, the usual stuff you do.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Team
and,
stuff.
Moon may have phoned home to get a weapon specifically designed to stop someone with Max's powers for no particular reason. Other than, you know, if Max goes batshit crazy, Moon wants to have something in the back.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, you
I remember that. And also, in your preparations, the idea came up that it might be nice to have members of the SOS present for this event.
Yes.
Yeah.
To do promo.
And I think we said we like wrote an email to all the people we know to, hey, it would be cool if you showed up.
Yeah, and also the idea came up, hey, you know some of them personally, so maybe you can ask. But also you had other things you wanted to settle with some people. So that's kind of where this episode is supposed to go. There is just one day in the days leading up to the event where all the renegades decide to meet up with some person mostly involved in the SOS who can help them with their own personal struggles right now. And that is three little stories that I want to do with you today.
Yay.
Woohoo.
So Charlotte, you can start it up. Okay, yeah, you wanted to meet up with Dean, so I think we don't have to play out how you arrange that. Like, you probably just phone him and he, like, or text him and he agrees.
Yeah.
This is not a hard thing to make work. Where would you like to meet up with him?
Maybe some, definitely somewhere public, but also not somewhere where not a lot of people are. Maybe in a park where that's a bit secluded, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. There's definitely some nice parks in Waypoint, especially like the downtown area has a very nice large
park. In Riverside.
Yeah. Yeah, Riverside also has a park, but not a nice park. That is very different. You can definitely meet up there. It's the... I don't fucking know. I gotta think of a fun name. It's the Sentinel Memorial Park. That's where you're meeting up. Who the fuck Sentinel is? History forgot, but there's a big statue of him. He has a shield. Cool. And yeah, you plan to meet up there with Dean. And he is late, but as speedsters are, he is also there very quickly. So while you're waiting there in the shade of one of the trees, remember it is in the middle of summer, you suddenly see a gold bolt of lightning appear in the park racing towards you and suddenly leaning against the tree. You see Dean, who arrives turned to you and says, Starbolt!
Hi, Dean. I'm not hey, going to so use his superhero name.
Oh,
ouch. Ouch. So you wanted to meet up? I was actually really surprised when I got the message from you. I thought you weren't in town.
Well, I was away for a bit, but I'm back and, you know, the team is back.
I see. I was assuming you were still, like, out and about with Knight Rider.
Yeah, we did that, but it wasn't as long as I expected, I guess.
Huh. That's weird, because he isn't back yet.
Yeah, he still has some stuff to do, but I didn't want to be involved in that.
Okay, yeah, he sent back a message to, like, the second-in-command, Sky Knight. She's been running it since then, but, like, yeah, he's been gone for, like, almost a month now. Nobody feels the need to tell me something like that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not important.
Okay, so, what did you want to meet up over?
I actually wanted to ask a favor.
Okay.
So we're doing a community event in Riverside to, you know, just improve the community a little bit and help people out there. Because I don't know if you know how bad it is in Riverside, but a lot of people are suffering. And we want to change that, so we arranged a community event. And it would be nice if you could show up as well.
Okay. I saw that you, like, already sent out a bunch of messages around that. I heard about the community event. I don't really read the news, but I got an email. Yeah, I would do that, sure. I think a bunch of SOS people are probably going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that would be amazing because we actually do need a lot of funding. We really want to establish some place where, you know, people can get food if they can't afford it, you know, things like that. So, yeah, we would very much appreciate it.
I personally don't have a lot of money, but... Sure, I just showing up helps, that's great.
I mean, yeah, definitely. If, you know, people from the SOS are coming, then people will definitely take it more seriously. And fans will probably really like it and maybe donate some money. I don't like that part. It's all about publicity and all that. But you know, if it helps people in the end, I'm happy to do it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll come. Is that all you wanted to talk about?
Well, yeah. What else should we talk about?
You know about Starbolt's corpse. there's a bunch of teenagers he trained. Maybe you should, I don't know, maybe he knows more about that by now.
Maybe he wants to help us out with getting rid of a slavery system.
Yeah.
I don't know. We never, even with the whole thing with Black Hall, we like barely got to talk about like... Like, we've kind of gone through the same thing, right? I thought, I don't know, we barely ever get to talk, and I would like to talk to someone who... I would just like us to be friends.
Aww.
Baby boy.
I don't know.
I want to give him a hug, but Charlotte doesn't.
I mean, yeah.
Well, yeah... You know, it's just superhero business. I guess that's something we gotta deal with.
I just had a lot of time. Like, I've done some pretty great things since I became Shooting Star. Like, I helped people. I saved lives. And I kept thinking, is this what Starbolt would have wanted? And, like, he gave us... Like, I don't want to be... Like, I love Starbolt. I still love Starbolt, but... He didn't prepare us at all.
He did prepare us as best he could. I just think that his preparation wasn't finished when he, you know.
But he had time. He didn't prepare us for Knight Rider. He didn't prepare us that we'd go to the SOS and be... I don't know. I want to figure out what he actually wanted me to do. I want to understand what his thought process was.
Well, I think the most important thing that he wanted us to do is help people. And we're doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I feel great about doing that. And being in the SOS means that I can help a lot of people. I understand if you don't want to talk about this kind of stuff too much. It's tough for me too.
Charlotte takes a little bit to say something because she's, you know, she also doesn't like that Dean is criticizing Starbolt a little bit.
Mm.
It's almost like Charlotte is still in denial. Well. He definitely didn't have time to prepare us as he wanted to. I'm certain of that. Do you know anyone else who's also been prepared by Starbolt?
I haven't met any yet. I didn't really go looking around for him. I just found you when I came to Waypoint, I think. None of the others, whether they're actually, you know, trained by Starbolt or not, came or stayed in Waypoint, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I also think a lot of them are lying. Let's be honest.
Yeah, possible. Very possible. It's just that two of us are here is already weird enough, right? I don't know. It felt like I was the only one back then. He never said there were others. You know,
I mean, I didn't know about you either. I thought you were lying as well.
Yeah, but I also didn't want to question it, right? Like, my life was pretty shit before Starbolt came into it.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, like the first time I met him, I had just come out of chemo. That's definitely an improvement in my life.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think it's finally cleared now. I had a lymphoma, it came back, but yeah, like, I came out of hospital and suddenly I had superpowers, and Starbolt helped me to master them.
I mean, that's great. It actually was a similar situation for me.
You also had cancer?
No, I didn't have cancer, but... Well, let's just say the hospital was kind of my second home.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's at one point, Sobol just came and we started training. And yeah, it was great. I finally could do things.
Yeah. Like, I spent so much of my life inside. And when I could go outside, I could suddenly go anywhere. I could do anything and I could help people.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty great power. Especially for, you know, I can't walk couldn't walk very well. And now suddenly I can go anywhere.
Yeah, and I can heal basically anything. Feels pretty great.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, this helped. I would like to meet up with you again, if that's possible.
I mean, let's just see how the community event goes, right?
You see his face fall a little, but he comes back to a smile pretty immediately, and he says, yeah, I'll be there. Okay.
Great, I'm counting on you.
Yeah.
Charlotte turns to go and then stops and turns around again. Wait, Dean, I have to tell you something.
Dean had also just turned to go, but then he stops as well and says, what?
Well, I don't know how much you know what happened to my teammate, Max.
I saw what was on the news. Nobody seems to really know what happened. I assume you do.
I do know quite a lot, and there's one thing that I need to tell you.
Okay.
So Max was in this building where you know, all the things went down, and I'm gonna use she/her pronouns because I don't wanna out Max to someone he doesn't know well.
You could easily circumvent that by just using ecstatic, because Max has said while still in like the superhero persona, it is
right.
She/her.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. True.
So ecstatic. Oh my god, I don't know how to say this. She found a body, and it was apparently pretty clear that it was Starbolt's body. But the head was missing.
Dean's eyes are wide open, and there's a feeling of, like, terror on his face. Starbolt's body was in Dreamland?
Apparently.
Why?
I don't know what to make of this either. I thought you, well, it would be unfair for you to not know this.
And his head wasn't there?
No.
So maybe it wasn't even him, right? Maybe it wasn't Starbolt.
It's such a sick situation, but they were probably experimenting on him. Something like that. Listen, please keep quiet about this. Don't tell anyone. We don't know what to make of it yet, and there's so many other things involved with Dreamland and all of the things that are happening. Give us some time to figure stuff out, please.
He slowly nods in response at that. Okay. That is a lot.
Yeah. I'm sorry to spring this on you, but also I didn't
no,
feel right
I'm glad
to keep
you told
it to myself.
Me. I'm glad you told me.
And if we figure some new information out, I will definitely tell you. But yeah, please keep it quiet for now.
Yeah. Thank you. That would be great. If I hear anything, I mean, I'm not going to ask around, but if I see or hear anything, I'm going to tell you too. That's...
Yeah. Thank you.
Whatever was going on there, we got to figure that out.
Yeah, it's just, I really don't know what even to do with this information, but...
Yeah. Thank you for telling me. I'll have to think about that. I'll see you at the community event, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you too for telling me. And in another lightning bolt of gold, he dashes off. So, Moon, who did Moon want to contact?
Moon contacted in a PS at Mirror Mirror. Hey, can we talk about local culture, please?
Yes, okay. So, yeah, Moon would get a message back from Mirror Mirror like, hey, I have this diner that I love. Let's meet up there. That is the most local culture place I know.
Oh, I would have said, hey, want to go in my spaceship and pick up a parcel from the moon?
That's not very local, I think.
I think
fine. That is like the opposite of local.
The same diner that Max and Rex were in before.
you know, you can't imagine it was.
Good.
It is a very all-American diner. Maybe they don't have that many in Waypoint.
Waypoint only has one diner.
Yeah, it's the diner.
Only
it is
one,
called the
one
diner.
Good diner.
Yeah. It's the only diner that has more than a 4.2 on Google Maps.
Bing Maps.
I have a very important question about this diner. Does it sell hot dogs?
It's more like sweet food, but they do have burgers.
Then I will have pancakes with absurd amounts of syrup.
Yeah, yeah. They have flapjacks. You can get some flapjacks. You meet Mirror Mirror in civilian clothes, which means he's just wearing jeans, he's wearing a black t-shirt and a shiny silvery jacket over it, and he's still wearing his silver visor that he was also wearing when you met him in superhero costume. He just seems to really like it. And interestingly, when you arrive at the diner, he's not sitting there alone.
What?
There's someone else sitting next to him. He left the opposite seats free for you. But next to him, seated, is a guy in like a also jeans and wearing a Bermuda shirt, who has like a long, well-kempt beard and is wearing like a man bun on his head. Who's also wearing sunglasses, but not silvery visors, and who's currently chowing down on some waffles. And when you come in, Mirror Mirror like waves for you to come closer.
Vibe check on the guy.
He seems chill. Like, if you just want to get like surface level thoughts, he seems relaxed. He seems very happy that he has waffles.
I mean, who isn't?
Who wouldn't be?
I can't remember if you like try to... Like, with Mirror Mirror, you can only read his mind when he lets you, basically, because yeah. He's made of metal. I think that was the thing. Mm-hmm. But he currently lets you.
I shoot him a thought. Who's that?
A local. You wanted to talk about local culture, so I brought a local.
I wanted to talk about... You do know what I meant when I said local culture, like Earth stuff, with a person who is not from Earth. Explicitly.
Well, he taught me everything about Earth stuff that I know.
Oh, he's your Earth mentor.
Kinda. Like, I don't think there's anyone who knows more about Earth stuff than him.
Cool, then I guess.
And then Mirror Mirror says out of his mouth, by the way, I'm just gonna talk now. You know, humans, he gets a bit quieter. Humans! Appreciate that.
You can just shoot humans mentally and then... Moon takes a seat and orders some pancakes.
Yeah, there's a whole jug of coffee on the table already, in case you want any.
I don't think Moon right now wants something to that hypes them up even more.
That's fair. That's fair.
The syrup was enough.
Yeah, sugar is enough.
When you sit down, the man next to Mirror Mirror like looks up and takes off his sunglasses and says, you must be Brainwave, right?
Yeah, that's me. Moon waves.
He waves back. It's a pleasure to meet you. My friend here, Mirror Mirror, told me everything about you.
Everything?
Or do you prefer other name instead of superhero name?
I mean, we're just here as people, so you can call me Moon.
Moon. Moon is great. I am Adam.
Is that his real name?
Yes and no. Like, it's a name. He's definitely not telling you, like, a name he just made up.
Okay, but it's the name he's going by.
You can definitely tell that. Yeah, it's the name he's currently going by.
I can respect that.
My special superhero name is also Adam.
I mean, I absolutely get that. Like, no one uses my superhero name. I sometimes forget I have a superhero name. I think it might be pretty obvious that I'm not very familiar with the entire concept of, you know, marketing and publicity and stuff.
Oh, marketing. Terrible industry.
I know, right?
I work a lot with SOS and it is so image-based. I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, exactly. Moon feels an immediate kinship with this guy. Like, yeah, that's exactly it. That's why I went with my team to, like, do our own thing, because... And she shoots a look at Mirror Mirror. Like, I don't want to be, like, judgmental, but the SOS sucks.
Hey, they pay the bills. That's what Mirror Mirror says.
Yeah, they pay the bills, and the money they pay their bills with is from all the corruption.
I mean, how much better is your team?
We pay our bills by... Actually, I have no idea.
Getting paid by a guy?
Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to have animosity here. I think all superheroes are a bad idea.
Oh, but who's gonna fight the supervillains?
That is so valid.
I mean, you know how in most other cities in this country and in this world there is, like, police? Now, police, also terrible idea. But superheroes in Waypoint are just the police.
I like guess. Him. You do see Moon kind of stumped with this, like, oh, someone who doesn't think the SOS is a good idea, but has an entire different idea about superheroes. What do with this?
Like, did you ever catch Supervillain?
Kinda. Yeah, actually, no, we did. I mean, Black Hole kinda wanted to be caught, so I don't think
okay,
that
what happened with Black Hole after you caught her?
Prison?
Whose prison?
Superhero prison?
SOS holding facility, then superhero prison. Like, you can tell yourself the much you want that you are not like SOS, but in the end, you are arm of SOS.
Shit.
Ouch.
Moon sort of sits back and takes a bite of pancake, like, clearly mulling this over.
I don't want to fall in door with House. I just want to talk about Earth things. I'm here to talk about Earth things. Hey.
Yeah, that's... I don't... Who are you?
I am Adam. I am known as Original Adam in SOS. I think I am the first metahuman. We're not entirely sure about this. I know there were some in my time.
I want to get a closer look at what time he thinks about when he says my time.
He thinks of something that is very far in the past. He thinks of, like, living on a farm in clay houses, working with very rough bronze tools.
Oh!
That far in the past.
I was born in what is now known as Assyrian Empire. Southern Caucasus Mountains. And yes, I've heard the joke, I am actually Caucasian.
Moon does not get that at all. Okay. So you're, like, really old.
Around 3,000 years ago.
Oh, wow. Moon shoots a quick thought at Mirror Mirror. Like, that's not normal for a human, right?
No, they die, like, real quick.
Okay. So your superpower is just, like, being old?
Basically, yes. I am. I was also known as the Immortal for a while. I think I just can't die.
That seems pretty neat.
At least I haven't yet. I mean, no one has really tried to kill me. I mean, a few have tried to kill me, but no one has, like, fatally wounded me. So it may just be infinite age.
Huh. Yeah, I understand why you didn't want to find out if...
Yeah,
how exactly
risky.
That works.
Risky one. Also, excuse me about accent. I learned English in Tsarist Russia. Accent never really went away.
I mean, I hear your thoughts. And I have no idea you have. Actually, I had no idea you had an accent. Because to be honest,
good to know.
I don't understand English, which has never been a problem because I can just, you know, hear what people want to say anyway.
Moon is like, what is an accent?
What is an accent?
But if you want to find one, they have good teachers in town.
Yeah, but why would I? Like, that's so much work. I can just... It's still so incredibly sad for me that humans have to, like, distill their thoughts into words and then just put the words to other people who then have to unpack that. And there's so much miscommunication.
Like, that is true. I mean, if no one ever blocks your psychic input, then you don't ever need to speak. Anyways, Earth.
Yeah.
Earth culture, right? What if you want to talk about something that I should not be involved in as an Earthling myself, I am not insulted if you do mental message with my friend here. But otherwise, I am open for question.
I mean, even if I send Mirror a mental message, you're still going to hear at least like 3/4 of it anyway, so I still haven't quite figured out how to send it to only one person.
I can put a finger in my brain.
I would not recommend that.
Yes, it is with ear that usually works.
No, it's fine. I mean, if Mirror Mirror trusts you, then I guess I can too. It's not about like Earth in general. It's more about like a specific Earthling.
All right.
So, and they do sort of sense like this swirling vortex of conflicting thoughts and at max and the idea of, okay, how do I put this into thoughts, much less into words? So, I'm just going to go out and say it, like, how socially and mentally acceptable is murder here?
Mira Mira leans forward as you say that and says, oh, it's fine.
What?
It happens all the time.
I mean, like, that is one of the lessons that I had to learn. Murder is much less bad here than on my home world. Because in my home world, everybody knows what everybody else is thinking and feeling because we're all one big blob, right?
Yeah.
But humans don't. Like, if they kill someone, they probably have no idea what that person is feeling. So it's, like, much less horrible, right?
Doesn't make it right. That's
going a bit far here. So, do you want the historical context?
I mean, can you give me the cliff notes? Actually, I'm more interested, like, right now, as in, like,
yes.
If someone I knew and cared about murdered someone and they thought it was okay and I don't think it's okay, like, what do I do with that?
Okay, so I feel like you might not want to give us too many details. Because, again, SOS kinda like cops. So, maybe keeping low on details would be smart.
I can try. I mean, they would have definitely seen Max in Moon's mind and, like, at least a brief glimpse of that dreamer.
Why does person who committed murder think murder is alright?
Because the person they murdered was a very bad guy. And they would definitely get, like, a full-on glimpse, maybe even a look, at Dark Reaver now.
I see. So, has your friend killed lots of people?
No. But I don't know that... Like, if you decide that killing is okay one time, what stops you from doing it another time?
Well, it is not really, it does not really work like that. I have gone golfing once. I have never had the urge to go golfing again. Doing something once does not mean you do it forever.
I have a feeling that comparing murder to golfing kind of isn't quite the same.
Okay, there are people who steal something once because they are in desperate measures. If they are no longer in desperate situation, they do not steal again. Things are dependent on situation. I am not going to tell you that your friend doing a murder is a good thing, necessarily. But I do not think slippery slope is a good kind of way to think about this sort of thing. doing something once does not mean you will do it forever. Has your friend given the impression that your friend wants to do again?
No, but they also don't feel guilty at all. And I think you should feel guilty, even if you have your reasons, if you murder someone.
You can read the mind of people and emotion, right?
Yeah.
In other situations, has your friend felt guilt?
Yeah.
Then maybe something is different about this one situation. Because among us humans, murder does invoke guilt.
So, what are you saying? Should I just say, it's fine, this one time, and they're not gonna do it ever again? That's still... I didn't think they would do it ever. And how do I know when they decide that this is a situation that is when it's okay to murder someone?
If you were where your friend was, if you had lived the life your friend had lived, how would you feel in that situation?
Bad? Like, I felt what my friend felt. They showed the memory to me. I know exactly what they felt. And I still don't... It just doesn't make sense. I understand what they felt, like the anger, the desperation, the just rage at this person, and like the years and years of compounded mistreatment and seeing how bad everything was, and they had the chance to do something and no one else was gonna do something, and they had to do it because otherwise it would never ever stop. I understand. I know what they felt, but I don't understand how that equates to ending someone's life. Like, this was actually a person who was very physically weak. They could have literally, like, captured them and, I don't know, thrown him in prison or something.
Do you think that would have stuck?
I don't know, but I don't think you should make such a decision on the fly.
Moon, I'm not going to tell you that killing is okay. I'm not going to tell you that you should do it and that it's great for ending problems. I don't think that. I think superheroes shouldn't exist. But I will tell you that superheroes are not the first breed of hero that I have encountered. Long ago, humans looked up to other kinds of heroes, the heroes of myth, the heroes of legend. And those heroes would solve all of their problems with murder. That was also not all right. But... sometimes, there is a monster that will just keep on destroying, murdering, pillaging, doing the worst you can imagine. And there are a lot of people you can reason with, and there are a lot of people you can control, and you can keep, and you can hide, and you can imprison. But if something is so powerful that no prison can hold it, if something is so murderous that no morals can ever reach it, sometimes there is only just one way of dealing with them. And in that situation, you have to consider for yourself if you want to take that one path or not deal with it at all. I think your friend may have stood on that precipice. And I hope you never have to. And I hope they never have to again. But I think being in that moment and having to face that decision sometimes just happens to people. And how they decide in that moment is not a testament to their character. It is a testament to their willingness to act.
Moon sort of sits back and eats another piece of pancake. And you can definitely sense, like, they really trying to not make, like, but no, I don't want this to be true. But like this.
No!
I refuse to accept your very logical reasoning.
Listen, Moon, I understand if you say, and I understand if you forever say for the rest of your life, because you can't make that choice, I will never take a life. I have never taken a life. I have lived 3,000 years and I was never forced to. But sometimes people just don't have that luxury. At some point, we have to understand that is something that happens. How do we move on?
That's exactly it. Like, how do I move on from that? How do I move on from knowing exactly how it feels? how every single fiber of my body thinks it is right to murder someone. I never, ever thought they would be capable of that kind of reasoning. And now they are. Like, how do I even know who they are anymore? And how can I ever trust anyone again if someone I know so well had something like that inside of them?
You have to make a choice yourself. Either you say, I cannot deal with that. I can never trust these people again. I cannot understand how they are. Or say, I will have to live with that. I understand how you felt in that moment. I understand how you acted in that moment. And I am willing to live with that. There is no middle ground there if you don't just want to torture yourself forever.
So I just decide, okay, it's fine, you murdered someone. Let's be friends again. How do I do that?
I can't tell you that.
But you're the human person. Like, you should know. You're like,
listen,
super old.
I don't want to invade your mind too much, but you did very clearly spell out who we're talking about here. And I think your friend was justified in that action. But that is my perspective. That does not have to be your perspective. I can only tell you how I see the situation, and you may be thinking it is wrong. You may be thinking it is not reasonable. As humans, we are very specific, opinionated, and have our own points of view.
Yeah, don't I know it.
And that is all I can share with you. I cannot give you the truth. I don't think the truth exists. I can only give you my truth.
Moon takes a bite of pancake again.
I don't want to talk.
Yes, the problem is having a mouthful is not a problem for telepaths.
Yeah.
Mira looks down, looks between Moon and Adam, not sure if bringing Adam was the right move anymore. And after a few moments of silence, he turns to the counter and says, another coffee, please. And yeah, you finish your food and get to stew on those thoughts. Max,
yes.
You 100% absolutely and definitely want to meet Transistor, right?
Yes,
and I want to do it so badly that I totally did not message her before going to the SOS building.
Okay, perfect. That's that's
surprise,
great. That's
then.
Ideal. Okay, yeah, you do that. You go to the SOS building, statue of Starbolt, helping a child right up front. So many memories.
So many memories.
Fake marble everywhere. And yeah, you get to the main entrance, and unlike the last time you've been here, there are definitely people who turn around and, like, recognize
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like, I definitely am in civilian clothes right now, but I feel like people would still recognize me.
Okay, if you're in full-on civilian clothes, no one's seen you like that before.
No, I feel like I would be in full-on civilian clothes for once.
Okay, then I'd say, like, you are not as recognizable,
But I feel like probably, considering how prominent the coverage was, there's some people who at least question if it might be me.
Yeah, you do a double take and, like, whisper, is that? I'm not sure, is it?
Yeah. Definitely some people turning to you and, like, whispering. And, yeah, you get back into the main, you get into the main entrance. There is a woman working behind the counter, not the same woman you met last time you were here, who sees you in there, is already talking to other people, but when you come closer, makes some time for you and says, greetings, what can I do for you?
I fully understand if you cannot help me because I just came in here. I don't have an appointment, but I was wondering whether Transistor might have time for me.
When you say that, she, like, looks you up and down, and you see some recognition, and she says, ah, yes, let me just, And she puts a finger on like a headpiece she has and whispers a few short messages and then turns to you again and says, "So, I was just told Transistor sadly isn't here right now, but she apparently left instructions in case you came. So, if you just want to wait a bit."
"You know what? I have a busy day. How about I come back another time? You know, we're both busy people. It just didn't work out today. I'm sure we all understand."
"Okay, it's just, it wouldn't take long, just like a minute or two. If you want to leave, you can, of course."
"Yeah, I'm just so busy. You know, lots of things to do. You would know. I'm sure your job is very stressful."
I can imagine. Superhero life, you know, it's very busy. It's just, yep, you know, I'm not gonna try to talk you out of this. I'm just trying to, you know, make the time pass faster."
"I'm just stalling."
And
here,
as she says that, the elevator reaches the bottom and opens up. And out of the elevator comes not Transistor, but Incent.
Oh, okay.
Almost.
Who, in full superhero costume, walks up to you, arms outstretched, and says, "Ah, ecstatic.
Hey, haven't seen you in a bit."
"Yeah, when was the last time? When I solved you setting a factory on fire, right?"
Yeah,
"We didn't set it on fire. It just happened.
Feels like ages ago."
"Yeah, it's been a bit. Hey, you wanna maybe, I don't know, go out for... How old are you?"
"I'm 16.
Lemonade. How does that sound?"
"Wait, what's the age of drinking in Waypoint?"
"The same as in America, I assume, so 21.
"Okay.
Sure, I guess."
"Yeah, that's a great, I assume they also have lemonade. There's a great food truck around here."
"Yeah, I feel like I really need to get out of here and get some fresh air, so, sure."
"Fair, yeah. Okay." And he takes you outside to the aforementioned food truck, which is just like a block away. Otherwise, it has burgers. And he walks up to it and says, "I'd like Mai Tai and homemade lemonade, please." And while he waits for them to be made, he leans against the truck and says, "So, Max, how have you been back in the city?"
"Well, you might have heard about it, but we're actually planning a little thing for Riverside."
Yeah, I heard, yeah."
"You wouldn't want to show up there, right? You know, just a bit of publicity, getting people coming there, a big SOS hero like you."
"Oh, yeah. I got an email. I'm into it. I'm into the idea. Sounds good."
"Great. I knew we could rely on you."
"Yeah, I'm not just me. There's like a good amount. I think Dr. Supergirl is even coming."
"I mean, yeah, we get along with him pretty well."
"Yeah. So, just between us superheroes, I, of my own volition, just wanted to, you know, talk to you."
He can lie about as convincingly as Moon can.
"So there's been a thing, right? There's been, you know, the whole Dreamland thing. No one really knows what's happening and all that. Just wanted to ask how participatory you were in the leaking of certain documents."
"Well, it was a team member of mine. I don't think any of us knew what they contained until they were out there."
"Mm-hmm.
You know how some people just act in the spur of the moment without thinking?"
Yeah, I'm familiar."
"Yeah, it was that type of situation."
"Cool. So you didn't intentionally, like for promotional purposes, leak that sort of information?"
"What?
What?"
"You see, if I did, I would have already had a spin on it that would have helped me with that. At this point, I'm still kind of scrambling for how to deal with that in public."
"Yeah, I did, just for the record, I didn't think that was what that was that you were. It's just it came up as a point of conversation.
Listen, I know how the PR game works. It's a fair enough question.
Yeah, because it's been rough on Trinity, Transistor. It's been not great. A lot of dead naming in the press, digging up pre-transition pictures because, you know, of the whole context of the situation. She hasn't been able to do much in public because she keeps getting hounded about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has been rough for her. And I just wanted to make sure that you weren't involved in that thing getting out. Because also, like, she didn't know. Just so you know, she also had no fucking idea.
About me specifically or about the situation in general? Because it kind of seemed like a thing she volunteered for.
Yeah, not you in specific. You know, that sort of thing happened around the time she transitioned, which was a very costly process. Even more costly than normal, because electrical powers kind of fuck with a lot of medical equipment.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
So, you know, money had to come from somewhere. And that was a pretty easy way of making money. She didn't know if any of that actually came from it. I don't know if you know, but like the chances that actual superhero offspring comes out of that sort of thing is fairly small. And she also never thought that would be the case. Just so you know.
Yes, well, I'm just so sorry that she's having a hard time right now. I'm sure that me or any other possible children who, you know, grew up with the expectation of developing superpowers and then being paraded around for it, you know, had it easy in comparison.
You see him, like, tapping his fingers on his leg, and he says, are you blaming her?
Now, let's just think this through. What type of person goes out and tries to get pregnant that way?
Someone who wants kids with superpowers?
Yes, and what are they going to do with those kids with superpowers?
Again, I think you're blaming her. And that seems really shitty.
Well, I think she should take responsibility. I'm not saying she deserves whatever the press is doing, but I'm saying that sitting here now and not thinking and apparently never having thought about the consequences is maybe also shitty. Because there's only two ways this turns out. Either you get a child that doesn't have superpowers, who will, you know, definitely be a disappointment to their parents, which, you know, always great. Or you have someone like me, who actually did develop superpowers. And you have no idea what my mother is like. I already was trained when I was a toddler and paraded around my entire life.
You have a move in that direction. I'm just trying to look it up right now.
I think it's the Cold and Cruel one.
Cold and Cruel, yeah. Roll a Cold and Cruel, roll plus Superior. I think that's fitting here.
Yes. I have a 9.
A 9, okay. On a 7 to 9, you either each inflict a condition on the other or both lose influence over each other, your choice.
Well, I don't think I have influence over him, so...
True. So, conditions.
Yes, conditions. I already have two right now, so...
Which ones do you have?
I have Afraid and Angry.
Afraid and Angry, okay.
I think I actually am going to take Guilty, maybe.
Yeah, because, Guilty, like, makes a lot of sense.
It is understandable that, you know, like, it's a very shitty situation for Transistor, but also Max cannot get over himself right now to, you know, like, actually...
I think what you inflict on him is probably angry.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And he says, okay, listen here. It's always been really, really, like, oh no, you grew up with the expectations of being a great superhero. Trinity always had it hard. Like, from the time on that she transitioned, which was expensive and hard, the SOS wouldn't take her. They didn't take her until like 5 years ago. She had to work for some sort of covert ops superhero team because then nobody would publicly see her. Things were really fucking shit for her. And she did the one of the few things she could of gaining any money. She didn't pick out your probably shitty mom. She didn't pick up your probably shitty childhood. That wasn't her choice. There were other people involved in that. Not everyone who fucking donates semen to some sort of medical thing so people can have children chooses the home environments the kids grow up in, okay? This isn't fucking Trinity's fault. You can't put the blame of your shitty childhood on my friend, especially since you kind of fucking ruined her life. Yes, your teammate, blah blah blah, but like, you also didn't stop that. You didn't do anything about that. You didn't do a public statement. I'm glad I told Trinity not to meet up with you. Because she doesn't need to hear this shit right now.
And here I thought that superpowers gave us some extra responsibility. Guess I was wrong. We can just do whatever we like, especially if it affects children.
Oh, so you want to be treated like a child now? So you don't want to be a special big superhero who goes against the grain and against the system? You want me to look out for you like a little kid and take your emotions into account?
Well, apparently I'm supposed to do the same for a grown-ass adult, so is it too much to ask? We all have to live with our fucking choices.
Yeah, I agree with that. So maybe don't push them on someone else. You being born is the fault of no one, okay? Maybe of your mom. Maybe your mom had unreasonable expectations of you. That is not the fault of anyone else. Like, accept your fucking life, okay?
Yes, well, acceptance is a bit hard to come by. And I think Max starts to walk away, and then just as like the last sentence says, oh, and you know what? Maybe she wants to pay for my transition. Maybe she wants to help me out there. Or maybe she just wants to ignore I exist, like keep doing that. That's also cool. And then I'm gonna leave.
Ooh, wow. Is that a provoke? No, I don't even know what that is.
That is a I'm leaving.
That is a okay. I'm leaving and I'm gonna drop something that I know is gonna, like, fucking sting.
You leave him behind seething and clearly, like, confirmed in his thought that maybe you shouldn't be talking to Transistor right now. After you three all had your extremely productive conversations about your own personal issues, you meet up again and make your way back to the hideout of the Renegades. And as you do so, you see that there is a crowd of people gathered outside of it. Some of them with protest signs, as far as you can tell.
All right.
That have situated themselves in front of your headquarters. Apparently, some of the signs say something like, Renegades, stop working with parasites. The Renegades are bleeding us dry. And when they see that you three arrive, two of them step forward, a man and a woman, wearing street clothes, and say, I'm sorry, you're the Renegades, right?
Yes.
Great, because we've kind of been waiting for you to show up. There's been this dude in a robe who's told us you're not there and that we should leave. Great that that's over. Which one of you is the leader again?
I am,
Max.
Perfect. And the woman steps forward and makes like a chopping motion in your direction. And a crackling red energy blade flies out of her arm at you.
Excuse me, what? You can't just attack us in plain view in the streets? As if with some kind of, oh, hold on, this is exactly what happened.
I would like to ask you to take a powerful blow, because I think that comes kind of out of nowhere.
That is fair. I love that. I have three conditions.
Can I try to defend?
Yeah, sure. I say you can try to defend.
Because I think Moon, with the entire thing of I don't know who to trust anymore, would have been like on not high alert, but like medium alert. Mm-hmm. And I would like to throw up a
I would like to throw up.
Yeah, I would like to throw up. And then I would like to, mm-hmm, out of my puke, make a psychic.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, no, please.
And then I would like to make like the psychic a psychic shield again.
Yeah, roll to defend.
My savior is actually not that bad right now. Do I have something? Yes, I am insecure.
Super.
So that's
amazing.
A 5 mm-hmm. plus 2 minus 2. So that's a 5.
Nice. Yeah, you fail. I would say you like try to throw up a psychic barrier and it like briefly catches the red energy blade and then just cuts straight through it.
Maybe it wasn't like my I didn't put as much like belief that it should be there into it as usual.
You can mark a condition that matches that realization.
I will mark guilty.
That works. And then Max takes a powerful blow.
Yep. Hey, folks, I wrote 2 1s.
Hey!
Amazing.
Nice, you did it.
Catch it in an electrified hand.
I think I'm just going to deflect it with some electricity.
Yeah, it seems to be electrically charged in some way. You can do that. You deflect it. And while you're doing that, the guy of the two kind of takes care of the other two of the team. He slams his fist down on the ground and like the asphalt cracks and like an earthquake like movement goes in the direction of Charlotte and Moon.
I was distracted by poorly defending Max.
So that I'm guessing I'm going to take a powerful blow as well.
You can defend me if you want.
I mean,
unless you want to respond in another way.
I mean, I would like to. I mean, I'm a speedster, so I'm very quick. So I would like to kind of bring Moon out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a fair situation to try to also defend.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you out of the way, but probably I don't have the time to get out of the way. So I'm just gonna like throw you further away so you can.
Take a powerful blow by slamming into a wall. Or maybe like in the very much multiple times destroyed alleyway.
Yeah.
No, just
okay, yeah, roll
gently,
a defend. Let's see how that goes. Because on a 7 to 9, you expose yourself to danger, which seems like pretty fitting to what you just described.
Yeah. 6 plus 5 is 9.
That is a 7 to 9. Yeah, that is exactly what you described. You expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation. You don't get to choose one, so you do manage to get Moon out of the way, but you get hit by the attack and you take a powerful blow.
All right. I don't have any conditions, so that's
nice.
Good.
That's just 2d6.
It's a 5.
That you also weather the blow. How do you weather the blow?
And one time I want to roll low and
just
actually
jump
do it.
When the earthquake hits.
Yeah.
You could just slide back in a cool way as the earthquake hits without like getting hit by it. Yeah, you literally weather the blow by not taking the full attack. And as soon as you like kind of countered their attacks, the woman like claps at you slowly and says, "Oh, I'm so sorry. We forgot to introduce ourselves. I'm Sickle. That's Hammer. And we have a civilian complaint." And that's where I'd like to end the episode.
Wow.
They're communists.
I mean, they have names that go in that direction. Who knows?
How dare you exploit the rich and powerful to do something for the common people?
I mean, maybe they have more specific complaints.
Yeah, we'll
Who knows?
See. But just doing that to help people. We're just playing the game. But we will
You're
see.
Just playing
we
the game,
see.
Yeah.
Maybe the game is the problem.
We'll see next episode what their actual deal is.
Yes. Ooh. That was a nice ending.
Yeah. Hey, there's an action scene coming. There's an action scene coming in this arc.
There is.
Yay. I mean, not that this episode wasn't exciting enough already.
This was an easy breezy episode. Come on.
Yeah, that was a chill one.
There were no problems
Real
or
chill.
Anything.
Yeah, absolutely nothing emotionally devastating happened. We hope you had fun listening to it. I hope you had fun recording it.
Definitely. Yes.
And
oh, by the way, I forgot something earlier.
Ooh.
Do I get to clear angry for hurt someone
yeah,
or break
yeah,
something
I'd
important?
Yeah, I'd say you get to clear
yep,
angry.
Yep,
yeah, yeah.
I was thinking that.
Like, I was initially planning on clearing afraid, but I did not end up running away from a specific interaction. But I think, like, clearing angry might be...
Yeah, that's fair. That works. Yeah. That works.
Also, Mimi, and also Sunny, you defended successfully. Like, do you want team, influence, condition?
Team. Because we're gonna have a fight.
Yeah, that's fair. And we're gonna do this beginning of combat moves next time.
And you do not have any conditions.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you want to talk to us about how this episode personally victimized you, you can do so at WaypointPod on Twitter, Tumblr, Blue Sky, TikTok, Instagram, email waypointheroes@gmail.com. You can listen to our main theme on this podcast specifically, but it is made by I'm First Guy, who also made some other music for our podcast that you might hear in the next few weeks, months, and however long this podcast keeps going.
Forever.
So check out his stuff. Does anybody want to plug anything?
If you want something new to watch, I would highly recommend Bodies on Netflix right now. It's a crime show, like a thriller, but with a sci-fi element. Namely that the same body has been found murdered in three different times in the 18th century, during the London Blitz and nowadays. And three different detectives have to figure out how this one person got murdered at three different times in Earth's history.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
And it's very, very cool. It is only 8 episodes, so you can definitely binge it if you want.
I would like to plug the book Prince of Endless Tides by Ben Alderson. It's coming out at the end of January, and I was lucky enough to get an advanced reader's copy, and it is so much fun. It's a queer retelling of The Little Mermaid,
ooh,
but very, very differently. But it's kind of fun how all the elements kind of come into the story. And it's kind of a love story between the prince and, Ursula, but they're both male. Ooh. And yeah, it's fun.
Okay.
It's fun. If you're kind of into... in the mood to read something spicy and queer and a nice retelling and just mermaids in general, read it.
Nice.
I want to plug our Christmas special.
Oh yeah!
Yay! If you skipped over it because it's not a mainline episode, I recommend you go back. If you listen to it once, I recommend you listen to it again. I feel like it's one of our best episodes to date, and Jules did an amazing job editing it. So yeah, that is my plug for
the
episode.
Oh yeah.
And it got some stellar reviews. So
yes.
Don't let us convince you. I would like to plug, and I think I plugged this in the past, but I would like to plug again, the Blue Beetle movie.
Hell yeah.
It is now out on DVD and Blu-ray, has been for a little bit, but I just got it so I can rewatch it. If you missed it while it was in theaters, watch it now.
Yes.
I think they have hinted that it will be canon to the new DC universe they're going to do, which I sincerely hope, because it doesn't have any connections to the previous one, also in the case that it's actually good. I don't want to be too unfair. The Suicide Squad was a great movie.
Mm.
But, you know, that's basically all they got. And I would like to recommend you watch it. It's very fun. It is an origin story. It is kind of formulaic at parts. But I think the elements that aren't the formula are really fucking great. I love the main character. It is simultaneously very much its own thing removed from, like, the comic in how the setup of the whole thing works. While also being, like, shockingly deep cut heavy to the comics. So if you're into the Blue Beetle comic run, Jaime Reyes, check it out. Yeah, I would like to recommend it. It's a good movie. I enjoy it a lot.
Also, the soundtrack slaps.
Yeah, it's just generally really good. He makes a fucking Buster sword at some point. It's great. Watch it. And now that you have other media suggested to you,
it will tide you over until our next episode.
Exactly. Like all of these things we just mentioned, consume all of them in the next 2 weeks.
There will be a test.
Because then we'll be back for our next episode. We hope you enjoy that too when it comes around. But until then, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.